Yeah, okay. Okay, actually, the mic was not on. As I was saying, it's Technotober, and you know what that means. Nothing but techno hits. Great techno hits. For at least today. I don't know if we'll keep it up. I'm having fun with it, so we'll see. We started off with Kraftwerk, because we must start off with Kraftwerk, right? It's the obvious move. And we're going to be basically listening to a bunch of Detroit techno today. Lots of Detroit techno, so lots of Underground Resistance and Drexia and Mad Mike we'll get into it. For right now, we're listening to No UFOs Remix by Model 500, which is Juan Atkins, alter ego of Juan Atkins.
They say it is no, 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 fly.
Yes, once again, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. That was Model 500, No UFOs. Now I'm gonna try a new setup here, so we're gonna have to, like, this is sort of a little bit of an experiment. We'll see if this works or not. Maybe. I don't know. You're right now listening to Drexia off of Harness the Storm. This is Dr. Blofin's Black Storm Stabilizing Spheres. Personal Drexia favorite. Drexia's, if you don't know Drexia, you should know them. They're like underwater techno. Sort of like a futurist thing. Great stuff. We got that. And then we got some underground resistance coming up after that. We'll be right back. Before we go on, a quick PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, and play tennis and picnic, or you can bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bakehouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek mostly along the Mystic River and a little less than a mile further up. The Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of, with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation, although I can't promise you'll enjoy it that much if it's, like, snowing out. Maybe you will. It can be very beautiful when it's snowing. Just a little cold. I think that now is a good time as any for to talk a little bit about underground resistance. So underground resistance is a sort of label and also like artist collective from Detroit. They make techno. They're also like pretty. They're quite political. Well, you know, all art is political, but these guys, the underground resistance is rather explicit about their politics. I've been playing a lot of their music. It's real, like, real Detroit, real minimal. But it's also like they do a bunch of like fun, like cute jazzy stuff. So the past two songs or tracks that we just listened to were Jupiter Jazz, which is off of the Galaxy to Galaxy High Tech Jazz compilation album. Galaxy to Galaxy is sort of just like a collective underground resistance thing, and they make, well, the music that sounded like that, very jazzy but still very techno. And then before that was the Underground Resistance remix of Motor City Madness by Wajid. Maybe that's the pronunciation of the name. I really might be butchering it, like, badly. That one was also quite, like, pretty jazzy and groovy. Underground Resistance. Mad Mike Banks, among others. Drexia, who we listened to earlier, is a sometimes collaborator of Underground Resistance. Lots of great stuff. Please explore Underground Resistance on your own. I'm a little tired, so I'm not giving the best explanation in the world, or a good, like, summary of why they're so, like, great and awesome and cool. So please, like, look them up and read a little bit about them, because it's really awesome and interesting. And honestly, just, like, a great model for music making. Right now we're listening to another Model 500 track. This is Starlight. Again, Model 500 is, you might not actually be able to hear much of it at all. Here is it. Yeah. But I want to keep talking, so I'm gonna make it quiet. Model 500 is Juan Atkins, and with him, Derek May, and we're gonna play a Derek May song next, and also Kevin Saunderson. Those are they're often referred to as the Belleville Three, and they are they're like the founders of techno. They met in high school, I believe, and sort of just, you know, listened to a lot of Kraftwerk and YMO, Yellow Magic Orchestra, And we heard Kraftwerk at the beginning, actually. That's why I played it, because it's like, you know, it's the foundations of techno. And of course it is Technotober. Technotober, only on Rituals and Incantations. Oh man, well, the song is about to end anyways. To sum up, they're really crazy innovators. They made this crazy, like, futurist dance music using, like, really cheap tools. And, you know, now I'm sure those tools are maybe a little more expensive because of the way that they use them and the aesthetic that they crafted. But that's the way it goes with a lot of, like, you know, a lot of dance music made by a lot of people. It's just, you know, artists don't have that much money usually, and especially the ones with really great aesthetics and visions and ideas, and, like, you know, ideas of liberation and stuff. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking so we can maybe listen to the last, like, 10 seconds of this, and then it's Derek May coming up next with Strings of Life. Yeah, so this may end up being cut a little short, because I don't know if you heard the sound, but my laptop just made the sound that means that it's going to run out of battery and very momentarily, and I did not bring a charger to the studio today. So if it dies, I'll, like, I don't know, we'll figure it out. But do not fret. Technotober is never over. Until, you know, the 31st of October, of course, when October traditionally ends. This is, we're listening to DJ Stingray, which is like the disciple of Drexia. They like underwater. This is Know Your Enemy off of Imping Is Easy. Let's get back to it for the time we have left on this machine's life. Yeah, well, there she goes. Oh boy. Yeah, I mean, let me see what I can do here. This is extremely unprofessional of me. And it's very a little embarrassing, but you know, it happens to the best of us, right? I think I'll you know, I can sit here and talk about techno a little bit, and then I'll peace out, and leave you with whoever is coming up next. So I don't know, techno is like, I feel like the word techno gets thrown around a lot for just like electronic dance music. And, you know, obviously that's not everyone. It's a lot of people who are not as, like, tapped into that kind of world, I guess. But I always, like associate techno with, like, that Detroit sound that we've been, like, listening to today. Because that's, it's like, where it's from. You know, it's just that, like, often very minimalist, very groovy. Oh, so groovy. Very like futurist and high tech dance music. It's a dance music. A lot of it is like dance music that really like has a message. Like you can really see that in Underground Resistance. Like they have a manifesto. It's like you know, what kind of label has a manifesto? Well, Underground Resistance has a manifesto. And there, I can't remember exactly what it says. I'm sure you can like go on their website and find out for yourself what it says. Their whole thing is basically that they're like, you know, music is the way to free ourselves, right? And like, you know, take ourselves to the stars or whatever. And it's so deeply like wrapped up in the experience of like, you know, living in Detroit as like a black person, like especially like, you know, after like the industry is left and there's, you know, it's really just very dismal there. And I think you can definitely like hear that dismalness in the music, but there's also like there's a lot of hope and a lot of fight and a lot of like taking the world into one's own hands. I will say like techno can tend to be like rather masculinist. If you want to think about it like that. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, with a lot of it comes from, oh man, what's his name? The fascist futurist guy. What's his name? Like Luigi Russulo. And like, you know, he made this like crazy, like future thinking music that was like really, looking towards the future and, I don't know, just like creating a futurist vision, and he was like, you know, like early futurist, especially like, you know, futurist in sound. His like he had these big weird machines with cranks that would I don't remember what he called them. They're like noise machines, basically, like noise makers, that would make these like almost alien, very metallic, harsh noises when they were used, and had this, they looked like almost like monolithic and stark and frankly a little alien. This is at the beginning of like the 20th century. But I do feel that like his music is really wrapped up in fascist ideologies and like, sort of, I don't know, masculine superiority and mechanicalness, and like, you know, I feel like especially with Russulo's stuff, the politics, his politics are embedded within that music, mechanical, you know, like following whatever. And it's also like attached to, pretty explicitly attached to like gendered aesthetics, and Underground Resistance and tech and like Detroit techno, but like Underground Resistance, I think, is a, you know, a nice example. Underground Resistance, I think, can often be like a little like, you know, masculine focused and focusing on the liberation of like young black men and, you know, young black men in particular, not necessarily like all black people, or I get, well, you know, it is all black people, but it's like, you know, young black men, not necessarily young black women, not so feminist, I guess, which is like, you know, take that as you will, I guess. I think that you can like definitely reconcile the music with maybe more feminist thinking and whatever. Boy, I sound like a real twerp right now, huh? This is what happens when you take away my sounds, I guess. But yeah, anyways, just a little bit more about Underground Resistance and how they function. They really are like, you know, all about the sound and all about the sound and the space liberation. Their members like will wear masks. So, and I think that's like, you know, the way they think about that and talk about that is like that they're against the idea of like the star DJ, like, you know, like for example, you might like a DJ who goes up on a stage and is like, you know, like an icon or whatever, which I really think is great, because I'm always like, I really don't think that like anyone can be an icon. I think that in my opinion, the only icon that has ever been is Sophie, just because that was like her whole thing. I don't know. I think it helps you like detach a little bit just from the like the worship of the artist, right? And it means that you're more able to take the music personally, right? And make it your own, I think, in a certain way. It's a collective thing, not just the like the work of an artist, right? Which is why I think I'm like able to reconcile some feminism with the like, I don't know, aesthetics, I guess, or whatever of underground resistance. Beyond just that, techno is, you know, it's still alive and it's still happening, and you can like find it, and it's really still like great. Like, that DJ Stingray that I played, that was from 2013. The oldest stuff that we heard was like from, I think Strings of Life is like 87 or so. That was the Derek May one. That was pretty like early, seminal techno. Seminal. See, I don't know, you know, that word is like, maybe it's appropriate here. But, I was about to play some Robert Hood, and Robert Hood is really like a pioneer of like minimal techno stuff and like sort of like stripping things back down. And Robert Hood, I think the underground resistance tried to get Robert Hood to do stuff with them, but I don't think that ever really happened. I can't remember. They wanted him to be a more involved collaborator than I guess he was. But you know, similar sort of philosophies and politics around their music. Yeah, Robert, I like just the, you know, the rest of the stuff that we didn't get to because my computer died. is Robert Hood, Minimal Nation, and then the underground resistance comp, Interstellar Fugitives is really great. And I think it's a great, like, I don't know, great vision of like the sort of futurist collective worlding, and I don't know if I would call it like escapism, but maybe something like that. And then finally, I was going to end it off with Yellow Magic Orchestra, which is sort of like the other, like, I don't know, canonical 70s proto techno you know, like all the, you know, if you, techno is like it's like built off of YMO and Kraftwerk so much. And also, I just think that they're like so great, and I love them so much. Beyond that, I don't know. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. I'm gonna leave the studio. I'll be back next week with more. I think with more techno. I think next week, what we'll do is we can maybe do some like dub stuff and some more minimal stuff, maybe some like German stuff as well, because I do love, like, that's like this is all very much Detroit techno, and honestly, like, a pretty like narrow view of Detroit techno. There's really such a big world of music to explore, that it's like even this is like a narrow view of a narrow view of a narrow view, right? But it's I think Detroit techno is like some of the, like, you know, most perfect music in the world, and so that's you know, that, well, that's all she wrote. You are once again listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This has been Rituals and Incantations. I'll see you next week. Hope you all have a good one, and you know, listen to some great music. I'm actually not ready to leave yet. Here we go. Yes, my buttons. Okay. Well, everyone have a beautiful, great afternoon, and have a great weekend. An aircraft above weeps, green eyes wide open, sun-kissed and weary. Some people were still smiling, but most people were silent. A church built chime in the distance, ding-dong, everything.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.